In the first half of John chapter 18.
En la primera mitad de Juan, el Evangelio de Juan capítulo 18.
Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Jesús fue arrestado en el jardín del Getsemaní.
When he was taken from the Garden of Gethsemane, they bound him.
Cuando fue llevado del jardín, lo arrestaron.
And they took him to the home of a man named Annas.
Y lo llevaron a la casa de Annas.
That's where we left it last week.
Ahí fue donde terminamos la semana pasada.
On the way into that place, Peter and John came in through a gate.
Mientras iban de camino para allá, Pedro y Juan entraron al patio.
Peter, for the first time, denied that he knew Jesus.
Pedro, por primera vez, negó a Jesús.
Now they are in some kind of courtyard at the house of Annas.
Está en el patio de la casa de Annas.
And we don't know exactly how it was set up.
Y no sabemos exactamente cómo estaba todo acomodado.
But the Gospel of Luke tells us that Jesus could see Peter from where he was at.
Pero el Evangelio de Lucas nos dice que Pedro podía ver a Jesús de donde él estaba.
So Jesus is standing before the high priest Annas.
Así que Jesús está de frente al sumo sacerdote Annas.
Off to the side, maybe across a courtyard.
Tal vez al lado en el patio.
There's Peter warming his hands at a fire.
Está Pedro calentándose las manos.
Do you have the picture in mind?
¿Tienes la foto, la imagen en tu mente?
Verse 19.
Versículo 19.
The high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple where the Jews always meet. And in secret, I've said nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard me, who heard what I said to them. Indeed, they know what I said. As Jesus stood before Annas,
mientras Jesús estaba frente a Annas,
Annas began his questioning very directly.
Annas comenzó a cuestionarlo directamente.
The high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine.
El sumo sacerdote le preguntó a Jesús acerca de sus discípulos y su doctrina.
In a totalitarian government,
en un gobierno totalitario,
in a police state,
en un estado de la policía,
when they put you on trial,
cuando te ponen en juicio,
the first thing they want to know is who are your associates.
Lo primero que quieren saber es quiénes son tus asociados.
Because they want to arrest them also.
Porque también quieren arrestarlos.
Jesus protected his disciples to the very end.
Jesús protegió a los discípulos hasta el final.
He didn't rat them out.
No los choteó.
No, Jesus was faithful to his disciples.
No, Jesús fue fiel a sus discípulos.
And then the high priest says, "Yeah, tell us the false doctrine you've been teaching."
Y entonces el sumo sacerdote le dice a Jesús que explique su falsa doctrina.
The Jews of the first century had a very sophisticated system of justice.
Los judíos del first century, del primer siglo, tenían un sistema de justicia bien sofisticado.
It had a lot of concern for the rights of the accused.
Velaban por los derechos de los acusados.
And so, when they always began a trial, they began it with bringing forth the accusation.
Cuando iban a comenzar un juicio, lo primero que hacían era traían la acusación.
By witnesses who saw the crime.
De los testigos que estaban ahí.
Do you see what the high priest is doing?
¿Ves lo que está haciendo el sacerdote?
He's breaking all of those rules.
Está rompiendo todas las reglas.
This is what the trial was kind of like.
Así era como estaba el juicio.
Okay, Jesus.
Okay, Jesús.
Tell us who your friends are.
Dinos quiénes son tus amigos.
And tell us what you're guilty of.
Y dinos de qué eres culpable.
That's like a police state.
Eso es como un estado de la policía.
Now Jesus says, I didn't teach anything in secret.
Jesús les contesta, yo no enseñé nada en secreto.
There's lots of witnesses to what I taught.
Hay muchos testigos de lo que yo estaba predicando.
If you've got something to accuse me of,
si tienes algo de qué acusarme,
bring forth the witnesses and let them make their accusation.
Trae a los testigos y que me acusen.
Jesus wasn't being rude.
Jesús no estaba siendo rudo.
In a very proper way,
de una manera muy propia,
he called the high priest to observe their own rules of justice.
Él le dijo al sacerdote que siguiera las reglas que ellos tenían para juzgar.
Now what happens next?
Lo que pasa luego,
I think, changed everything for Peter.
Cambió todo para Pedro.
Peter had followed Jesus for 3 years.
Pedro había seguido a Jesús durante 3 años.
Did he see Jesus get into a lot of trouble?
Y él vio a Jesús que estuvo bajo mucho problema.
Oh yeah, Jesus was always in some kind of conflict with the religious leaders.
Sí, Jesús siempre había tenido problemas con los líderes religiosos.
But Jesus always escaped.
Pero Jesús siempre se libró.
There's a few times when people were deliberately trying to kill Jesus.
En muchas ocasiones personas querían asesinar a Jesús.
He escaped.
Él escapó.
There were times when the religious leaders were so angry with him.
Había veces que los líderes religiosos estaban muy molestos con Jesús.
Jesus walked away, no problem.
Y Jesús caminó como si nada.
He had been through a lot of tight spots before.
Él había estado en aprietos antes.
Now, if you're Peter, you're thinking, "Okay, Jesus, I know this looks bad."
Si tú eres Pedro, tú estás pensando, "Okay, Jesús, yo sé que esto se ve mal."
But I've seen you get out of a lot of bad things before.
Pero yo te he visto salir de cosas mucho peor.
You'll find a way to get out of this.
Tú encontrarás una manera.
You're the Messiah.
Tú eres el Mesías.
You've always done it before.
Lo has hecho antes.
Okay, Jesus, I just got to see how are you going to figure your way out of this one.
Okay, yo solamente quiero ver cómo Jesús tú vas a salir de esto.
And then Peter saw something that he had never seen before.
Y Pedro vio algo que él nunca había visto antes.
Verse 22.
Versículo 22.
And when he had said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Do you answer the high priest like that?" Jesus answered him, "If I've spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Do you see the scene in your mind?
¿Vemos esta escena en nuestras mentes?
Jesus gives his answer.
Jesús da su respuesta.
The officer, who we don't know his name, standing next to him.
El oficial que no sabemos su nombre está parado al lado de él.
I don't like the way you're talking to the high priest.
No me gusta cómo le estás hablando al sumo sacerdote.
It says he hit him with the palm of his hand.
Y dice que lo golpeó con la palma de su mano.
So it wasn't like a light little slap.
Así que no fue una pequeña cachetada.
It was like a strong hit.
Fue como un golpe fuerte.
Peter had never seen Jesus physically assaulted.
Pedro nunca había visto a Jesús siendo golpeado.
And when you see something violent in your eyes, it shocks you.
Cuando tú ves algo violento, te hace sentir, te sorprende.
You don't know what to do. A little adrenaline starts going through your body.
No sabes qué hacer. Sientes adrenalina en tu cuerpo.
A little bit of panic.
Pánico.
What's going on here?
¿Qué está pasando aquí?
I never seen this before.
Yo nunca he visto eso antes.
I never saw Jesus' head jerk back with a little concussion.
Nunca he visto la cabeza de Jesús que es movida hacia atrás de un golpe.
I never saw spit and blood start to drip from his mouth.
Nunca he visto sangre salir de su boca.
This is serious.
Esto es serio.
This I've never seen this before.
Nunca he visto esto antes.
Now, in a moment, somebody's going to ask Peter a question.
En un momento le van a hacer una pregunta a Pedro.
And they ask it when he's full of this fear and panic.
Y le preguntan en este momento que él está lleno de miedo y pánico.
But notice first what Jesus said.
Pero vamos a ver lo que Jesús dice.
Jesus said, "Why do you hit me?
¿Por qué me golpeas?
If I did something wrong, tell me what I did wrong.
Si hice algo mal, dime lo que hice mal.
If I'm innocent, you shouldn't hit me.
Si soy inocente, ¿por qué me golpeas?"
They had no answer for what Jesus said.
No tenían respuesta para lo que Jesús les estaba diciendo.
So what did they do?
¿Y qué hacen?
Annas sent him away.
Annas lo envió.
He sent him to Caiaphas.
Lo envió a Caifás.
Another high Jewish official.
Otro oficial del alta sacerdocio.
Who presided over the Sanhedrin.
Que estaba encargado de esa región.
The Council of the Jews.
El consejero de los judíos.
So, Jesus is going to go away, but look what happens at the same time.
Okay, mientras Jesús se va, vamos a ver qué sucede.
Verse 25.
Versículo 25.
Now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said to him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again, and immediately a rooster crowed. Peter's warming himself by the fire.
Pedro se está calentando las manos cerca del fuego.
He's looking across the courtyard at the corner of his eye, watching Jesus.
Está mirando desde el patio, no mirando fijamente para que no lo reconozcan.
He sees Jesus get hit.
Ve cuando golpean a Jesús.
Oh man, I never saw that before.
Oh, yo nunca he visto eso antes.
He's the Messiah.
Él es el Mesías.
Isn't he going to defend himself?
¿No se va a defender?
Now notice. Then somebody asked him, "You're also one of his disciples, aren't you?"
Y alguien le pregunta, ¿tú eres uno de sus discípulos, no?
Oh, no, not me.
No, yo no.
No, no, I think it's you.
Sí, sí, yo creo que eres tú.
No, no, not me. I don't even know the man.
No, no, yo no soy. Yo no conozco ese hombre.
In the Gospel of Matthew, it says that when he denied Jesus the third time,
en el Evangelio de Juan dice que cuando negó por tercera vez,
he did it with swearing and cursing.
Lo hizo jurando y maldiciendo.
He could be identified as someone who denied Jesus because he had a filthy mouth.
Se pudo identificar como una persona que negó a Jesús porque tenía una boca sucia.
It's Sunday night. I feel a little free here tonight.
Es un domingo en la noche. Me siento en libertad aquí.
Will you let me speak freely here?
¿Me van a dejar hablar en libertad?
I hope nobody here has a dirty mouth.
Espero que nadie aquí tenga una boca sucia.
Where you speak in a profane way.
Cuando hablamos de manera profana.
You know the kind of talk I'm talking about.
Sabes a lo que me refiero, ¿no?
When Peter denied Christ, he spoke with cursing and swearing.
Cuando Pedro negó a Jesús, lo hizo jurando y maldiciendo.
So I meet Christians sometimes who think it's cool to talk like that.
Hay cristianos que piensan que eso está bien hablar de esa manera.
Oh yeah, they'll really know I'm cool if I talk these ways.
Oh, soy una persona bien famosa por hablar de esta manera.
All right, every time you say a filthy word,
cada vez que decimos una palabra sucia,
why don't you just say praise Jesus right after it?
Después que la diga, vamos a decir alabo a Jesús.
I can't do that.
No, no puedo hacer eso.
Then why are you saying it at all?
¿Y por qué estás maldiciendo entonces?
Anyway, that's just my own little thing.
Okay, esa es mi manera de pensar.
But I want you to notice this about Peter's denial of Jesus.
Pero quiero que te fijes en esto, en la manera en que Pedro negó a Jesús.
Many times when we think about someone denying Jesus,
muchas veces cuando pensamos en la manera que alguien niega a Jesús,
we think about them denying a theological truth about Jesus.
Pensamos en ellos negando alguna verdad teológica de Jesús.
I deny that Jesus is the Son of God.
Yo negué que Jesús es el Hijo de Dios.
Oh, you're denying Jesus.
O estás negando a Jesús.
I deny his virgin birth.
Yo niego que él vino del cielo.
Oh, you're denying Jesus.
Estás negando a Jesús.
I deny he was the sinless Son of God.
Estoy negando que Jesús es el Hijo de Dios sin pecado.
You're denying Jesus.
Estás negando a Jesús.
That's not how Peter denied Jesus.
Así no fue como Pedro negó a Jesús.
Peter denied Jesus because he didn't want to be associated with him.
Pedro negó a Jesús porque no quería ser asociado con Jesús.
Are you one of those Jesus people?
¿Eres una de esas personas que siguen a Jesús?
No, not me. I don't know the guy.
No, yo no. Yo no lo conozco.
He was trying to hide the fact that he was a follower of Jesus.
Estaba tratando de esconder la realidad, que era un seguidor de Jesús.
It's not always easy to identify yourself as a follower of Jesus.
No siempre es fácil identificarte como un seguidor de Jesús.
You know why I find this difficult sometimes?
¿Sabes por qué para mí es difícil a veces?
Because there are some weird followers of Jesus.
Porque a veces hay personas raras que siguen a Jesús.
And sometimes the really weird ones get a lot of publicity.
Y a veces las personas más raras le dan mucha publicidad.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Es vergonzoso, ¿no?
It's like some real weird, offensive person. This is a Christian.
Es como una persona rara que ofende a muchas personas. Ah, eso es un cristiano de verdad.
You're like, well,
bueno,
keep my distance.
No sé, deja de mantener mi distancia.
Listen, let me tell you something. I understand that. I do it myself.
Déjame decirte algo. Yo entiendo eso. A veces yo lo he hecho.
But the fact is, we're a great big family in the followers of Jesus.
Pero somos una gran familia que pertenecemos a Jesús.
And we have some really weird people in our family.
Y tenemos personas raras en nuestra familia.
It's just true.
Es verdad.
You got some weird people in your family.
Tú tienes personas raras en tu familia.
That's just how it is with families.
Así es como es con la familia.
And I know we're not happy about the weird people.
Y no estamos contentos que los tenemos.
But we're still family.
Pero somos familia.
And I say, listen, I'm part of Jesus. I'm part of his family.
Y yo digo, bueno, yo soy parte de Jesús, así que yo soy parte de ellos también.
Even when I might be tempted to deny my association with them.
Aunque a veces esté tentado a negar mi asociación con ellos.
Verse 28.
Versículo 28.
Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium, and it was early morning, but they themselves did not go into the praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Now, verse 24 told us,
el versículo 24 nos dice,
that Annas sent Jesus to Caiaphas.
Que Annas envió a Jesús a Caifás.
What happened when Jesus was before Caiaphas?
¿Qué pasó cuando Jesús estaba frente a Caifás?
John doesn't tell us.
Juan no nos dice.
John just sends him right from Caiaphas to Pilate.
Juan lo envía de Annas a Caifás.
Now, when he was before Caiaphas, he had essentially two trials.
Antes de llegar ahí, tuvo dos juicios.
The first one was in the middle of the night with just a few people from the Jewish council.
El primero fue en medio de la noche, solamente con algunas personas ahí.
They sentenced Jesus to death.
Y lo sentenciaron a muerte.
But it was an illegal trial.
Pero era un juicio ilegal.
So they had another one that was supposed to like cover over or be a replacement trial.
Y tuvieron otro juicio que era como para cubrir ese primero.
So essentially, Jesus had three trials before the Jewish religious leaders.
Así que Jesús tuvo tres juicios antes de llegar a los líderes religiosos.
One before Annas.
Uno ante Annas.
And then two before Caiaphas.
Y dos delante de Caifás.
Then he sent him on to Pontius Pilate.
Y entonces lo enviaron ante Pilato.
At one of the trials before Caiaphas,
en uno de los juicios antes de Caifás,
they started punching Jesus in the face more and more.
Comenzaron a golpear a Jesús en el rostro.
They spit in his face.
Escupieron su cara.
They mocked him and laughed at him.
Se burlaron de él.
And then they sent him on to Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor.
Y lo enviaron donde Pilato, el gobernador romano.
Do you notice how they did this?
¿Sabes cómo hicieron esto?
It says that they took him to Pilate's house called the Praetorium.
Lo llevaron al pretorio en casa de Pilatos.
And they said, "Well, we're not going to go in because we want to eat the Passover."
Bueno, pues no vamos a entrar porque queremos comer de la Pascua.
I think John mentions this because it's ironic.
Yo entiendo que Juan menciona esto porque es algo irónico.
They're worried about icky Gentiles, so they won't step inside a Gentile's house.
Están preocupados porque no quieren entrar a la casa de una persona gentil.
At the same time, they're sentencing a sinless man to death.
Pero al mismo tiempo están sentenciando a Jesús a muerte.
Jesus used a phrase in his teaching.
Jesús usó esta frase en sus enseñanzas.
About those who strain out a gnat but swallow a camel.
Coláis el mosquito y tragáis el camello.
You were ready for that one, man.
Yes, I was.
And do you see what that's doing? It's like saying you're being all concerned about a little thing, but you don't care at all about a big thing.
Estás preocupado por un mosquito, pero te estás tragando el camello.
This is a perfect example of that.
Esto es un ejemplo perfecto de eso.
And this is how we are sometimes, aren't we?
Y a veces es como somos nosotros, ¿no?
Or we'll obsess over the tiniest little part of obeying God.
Estamos obsesionados con una pequeña parte de servir a Dios.
But then miss a great big principle right in front of our eyes.
Pero fallamos en un gran principio.
That's what they were doing right here.
Eso es lo que están haciendo aquí.
So they bring him before Pontius Pilate.
Así que lo traen delante de Pilato.
Verse 29.
Versículo 29.
Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Therefore the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die." Pontius Pilate came out of his house to meet them.
Pilato salió de su hogar para encontrarse con ellos.
They wouldn't come inside the house because they didn't want to be defiled for the Passover season.
No querían entrar a la casa para no contaminarse y poder comer de la Pascua.
Pilate's a Roman.
Pilato era un romano.
The Romans are all business.
Los romanos son gente de negocio.
All right, you got this guy. What is he accused of?
Okay, me trajiste a esta persona. ¿De qué lo estamos acusando?
Now, I used to think that this was the first time Pilate heard anything about Jesus.
Yo solía pensar que esta era la primera vez que Pilato escuchaba algo de Jesús.
But you know, if you keep studying the Bible, you learn more and more.
Pero mientras sigo estudiando la Biblia, aprendo más y más.
Pilate learned about Jesus at least 10 or 12 hours before this.
Pilato sabía de Jesús por lo menos como 10 horas antes de esto.
Because a detachment of troops from the Roman fortress went and helped arrest Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane.
Porque Pilato había enviado unas tropas para arrestar a Jesús.
A large detachment of troops.
Unas tropas grandes.
With the captain, like the leader, the general right there.
Con los líderes, capitanes estaban ahí para arrestar a Jesús.
I could tell you 95% certain that could not happen without Pilate knowing it and approving of it.
Estoy un 95% seguro que eso no pasó sin que Pilato se enterara.
So this is how Pilate really is acting right here.
Así que vamos a ver cómo actúa Pilato aquí.
Last night I gave you permission and I gave you help to arrest this man.
Anoche te di permiso para que arrestara a esta persona.
All right, you got him.
Okay, lo tienes.
Tell me what the charges are.
Dime cuáles son los cargos.
I gave you the arrest warrant. Now, what is his charge?
Te di la orden de arresto, así que ¿cuál es el cargo ahora?
Did you see what the accusation was?
¿Ves cuál es la acusación?
Verse 30.
Versículo 30.
If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him to you.
Si no hubiese hecho el mal, no lo hubiésemos traído delante de ti.
Pilate, take our word for it on this one.
Pilato, cree en nosotros en esta.
We've already judged him.
Ya lo hemos juzgado.
You don't have to go to the trouble.
No tienes que pasar por ese problema.
Just pass the sentence on.
Solamente pasa la sentencia.
We're good on this one. We've already figured it out.
No, ya sabemos, lo hemos declarado culpable.
Now Pilate says something very intelligent in reply.
Y Pilato le responde de una manera bien inteligente.
Verse 31.
Versículo 31.
Oh, you figured it out?
Okay, ya sabe lo que lo acusaste.
Well, then you take him and judge him according to your law.
Pues llévatelo y júzgalo de acuerdo a tus leyes.
Great. You had the trial, then you pass the sentence.
Hiciste el juicio, pues pasa la sentencia.
I got a little more time today.
Yo tengo más tiempo para mí el día de hoy.
I'll go play golf this afternoon.
Voy a jugar el golf esta noche.
They hadn't actually invented golf yet.
No sabían inventar el golf en ese momento.
But anyway, they replied, no, Pilate. We need you to do this.
No, Pilato, necesitamos que tú hagas esto.
We can't put a man to death in our court of law.
No podemos sentenciar un hombre a muerte en nuestra corte.
And this man needs to die.
Y este hombre merece morir.
Now, it's an interesting question, isn't it?
Es algo interesante, ¿no?
Jesus's enemies were among the religious leaders of his day.
Los enemigos de Jesús eran líderes religiosos en ese momento.
But it wasn't the religious leaders that killed him.
Pero no fueron los líderes religiosos quienes lo mataron.
That's strange, isn't it?
Eso es extraño, ¿no?
It would have made a lot more sense if Jesus was stoned to death by the religious leaders.
Hubiese hecho más sentido que Jesús fuera apedreado a muerte por los líderes religiosos.
But Jesus didn't prophesy only that he would die.
Pero Jesús no solo profetizó que iba a morir.
He prophesied that he'd be crucified.
Él profetizó que iba a ser crucificado.
Crucifixion was not a Jewish means of executing a criminal.
La crucifixión era una manera en que los judíos sentenciaban a sus
Crucifixion was Roman.
La crucifixión era romana.
Yet Jesus said, I'll be crucified.
Pero sin embargo, Jesús dijo que iba a ser crucificado.
John's explaining to us how this came to pass.
Y Juan nos está explicando cómo esto sucedió.
So, verse 33.
Así que en el versículo 33,
it begins with the words, then Pilate entered the praetorium again.
Comienza con las palabras que entonces Pablo volvió a entrar al pretorio.
Now I got to explain something here.
Tengo que explicar algo aquí.
John is condensing the events from other gospels.
Juan está condensando o resumiendo los eventos de otros evangelios.
What we know from the other gospels is this.
Lo que sabemos de los otros evangelios es esto.
Jesus first came before Pilate.
Jesús primero fue donde Pilato.
Pilate questioned him.
Pilato lo interrogó.
Found out that he was from the region of Galilee.
Se enteró que era de la región de Galilea.
And Pilate immediately figured something out.
Y Pilato inmediatamente tuvo una idea.
You see, Pilate didn't govern the region of Galilee.
Pilato no gobernaba la región de Galilea.
Another guy named Herod Antipas did.
Otra persona llamada Herodes.
And Herod was in town for Passover.
Y Herodes estaba ahí para la Pascua.
Pilate goes, great, I don't want to mess with this guy.
Perfecto, no, yo no quiero meterme con esta persona.
I'll send him to Herod.
Lo voy a enviar a
fix that
Herodes.
Problem.
Vamos a resolver ese problema.
So Pilate sent Jesus off to Herod.
Así que lo enviaron a donde Herodes.
Do you know what happened when Jesus appeared before Herod?
¿Sabes qué pasó cuando Jesús apareció delante de Herodes?
He walks up to Herod, and Herod says, and I'm going to paraphrase him, give me the idea.
Okay, llega donde Herodes y voy a parafrasear.
This is the David Guzik translation.
Esta es la traducción de David Guzik.
Herod looks at Jesus and he goes, oh man, I've heard a lot about you.
Herodes mira a Jesús y dice, oh, yo he escuchado mucho de ti.
You're the miracle guy, aren't you?
eres el hombre de los milagros, ¿no?
I've heard about some of these things.
He escuchado mucho de ti.
All right, do a miracle for me.
Okay, haz un milagro para mí.
Come on, entertain me.
Vamos, entretenme.
Give me a miracle now.
Dame un milagro ahora.
Jesus didn't say a word to Herod.
Jesús no le habló una palabra a Herodes.
Herod was such a shallow, evil man.
Herodes es una persona tan vacía y maligna
that Jesus wouldn't waste a word on him.
Que Jesús no iba a perder una palabra en él.
Herod said, "Get this guy out of here. Send him back to Pilate."
Herodes dice, "No, saca a Jesús de aquí, envíalo de regreso a donde Pilato."
So he came back to Pilate.
Y regresó a donde Pilato.
And that's where verse 33 starts.
Y ahí es donde comienza el verso 33.
Now, check it out. Three trials before the Jewish authorities.
Okay, tiene tres juicios ante las autoridades judías.
Three trials before the Roman authorities.
Tres juicios ante la autoridad romana.
God engineered all of this.
Dios hizo este plan.
So that both Jew and Gentile would have an equal hand in putting Jesus to death.
Para que los judíos y los gentiles tuvieran de la misma manera acusar a Jesús.
Back to verse 33.
De regreso al versículo 23.
Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Now notice, Pilate's interested in this question, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
Pilato le hace esta pregunta, "¿Eres el rey de los judíos?"
This is what I gotta know. Are you a king opposing Caesar?
¿Eres un rey que se opone al César?
Now, in those days, there were a lot of revolutionaries in ancient Judea.
En esos días había muchos revolucionarios.
There were a lot of guys who said, "I'm a king, I'm revolting against the Roman occupation."
Había muchas personas que decían, "Yo soy un rey" y querían irse en contra del César.
Pilate had seen these guys before.
Pilato había visto estas personas antes.
Pilate had seen crazy, wild, fanatic, violent men.
Pilato había visto personas locas que querían que las veía como una amenaza al César.
He had sentenced men like that to death before.
Y los había sentenciado a la muerte antes.
Pilate took one look at Jesus.
Pilato tomó una mirada a Jesús.
"You're not like these guys."
Y pensó que no era como esas personas.
"Are you a king then?"
¿Eres un rey entonces?
Now, Jesus answered back.
Y Jesús le contestó.
"Pilate, is this your question or are you asking on behalf of the religious leaders?"
Pilato, ¿esta es tu pregunta o estás preguntando de parte de los líderes religiosos?
You might think that Jesus is just being difficult here.
Podemos pensar que Jesús está siendo difícil aquí.
Don't you think it's difficult when people answer a question with a question?
¿No crees que es difícil cuando una persona contesta una pregunta haciendo otra pregunta?
But no, Jesus wasn't just being difficult.
Pero Jesús no estaba siendo difícil.
This was an important question.
Esta era una pregunta muy importante.
Because if Pilate was asking the question from a Roman perspective,
porque si Pilato estaba haciendo una pregunta desde una perspectiva romana,
"Are you a king in opposition to Rome and Caesar?"
¿Eres un rey en oposición a Roma y al César?
What's the answer to that question?
¿Cuál es la respuesta a esa pregunta?
No.
No.
If Pilate is asking the question from a Jewish perspective,
si Pilato está haciendo la pregunta desde una perspectiva judía,
"Are you the Messiah, the King of Israel?"
¿Eres el Mesías, el Rey de Israel?
The answer is yes.
La respuesta es sí.
Jesus isn't being difficult. He's just trying to answer Pilate's question.
Jesús no está siendo difícil. Simplemente está tratando de contestar la pregunta.
Pilate gets tired of all this.
Pilato se cansa de todo esto.
He's a Roman. He's a really practical man.
Es un hombre romano, una persona muy práctica.
Do I look like a Jew to you?
¿Te parezco judío a ti?
What do I care about your spiritual stuff?
¿Qué me importa a mí de las cosas espirituales?
What have you done?
¿Qué has hecho?
That's what Pilate wants to know.
Eso es lo que Pilato quiere saber.
Now just think about this scene.
Vamos a imaginarnos esta escena.
Pilate asks Jesus, "What have you done?"
Pilato le pregunta a Jesús, "¿Qué has hecho?"
Think of what Jesus could have answered.
Vamos a pensar lo que Jesús pudo haber respondido.
"Oh, Mr. Roman government, Pontius Pilate."
Gobernador romano.
"You want to know what I've done?"
¿Quieres saber qué he hecho?
"Well, I've done no sin, and I never did wrong against God or man."
No he pecado ni he hecho nada contra Dios ni el hombre.
I healed the sick. I gave the blind sight. I calmed the storm. I walked on the water. I fed the multitude. I defeated demons. I raised the dead.
Sané a los enfermos, le di vista a los ciegos, calmé la tormenta, caminé sobre las aguas, alimenté a la multitud, destroné demonios, me levanté de los muertos, enseñé verdad.
I taught the truth with such clarity and power that anybody who listened to me was astonished.
Dije la verdad con tanta verdad y claridad que todo el mundo estaba atónito.
I have fearlessly confronted corruption.
Confronté la corrupción sin miedo.
I poured my life into a few men who, with God's help, are going to turn the world upside down.
Derramé mi vida para algunos hombres que van a cambiar el destino y están en el plan de Dios.
And I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life for many.
Y no vine a ser servido, sino a servir y a derramar mi vida para el rescate de muchos.
You want to know what I've done?
¿Sabes lo que he hecho?
That's what I've done.
Eso es lo que he hecho.
But Jesus didn't answer that.
Pero Jesús no respondió a esto.
Instead, he explained his kingdom to Pilate.
Él lo que hizo fue le explicó su reino a Pilato.
Look at verse 36.
Mira el verso 36.
Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of the world, my servants would fight so that I should be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Notice two things here.
Vamos a notar dos cosas aquí.
Jesus claimed to be a king.
Jesús dijo que era un rey.
When you say my kingdom,
cuando tú dices mi reino,
you claim to be a king.
Estás diciendo que eres un rey.
So Jesus, "Oh no, Pilate, I'm not a king.
Pero Jesús no dijo, Pilato, no, yo no soy un rey.
No, you better believe I'm a king.
No, sí, yo soy un rey.
But my kingdom is not of this world.
Pero mi reino no es de este mundo.
No, my kingdom is different.
Mi reino es diferente.
It originates in heaven.
Se origina en el cielo.
And it doesn't advance by earthly ways.
Y no avanza de las maneras terrenales.
My servants don't fight for my kingdom.
Mis sirvientes no pelean por mi reino.
Not with swords and spears.
No con espadas y flechas.
My kingdom comes from heaven.
Mi reino viene del cielo.
Now I wonder what Pilate thought when Jesus said that.
Me pregunto qué se preguntó Pilato cuando Jesús dijo esto.
Maybe he said, "Whew, I'm glad to hear that."
Oh, a lo mejor suspiró y dijo, qué bueno que no pelean de esa manera.
Because like if you got a spiritual kingdom,
porque si tienes un reino espiritual,
I don't have to worry about that.
No me tengo que preocupar por eso.
Man, I'm from Rome.
Yo soy de Roma.
We know what kingdoms are like in Rome.
Sabemos cómo son los reinos en Roma.
If you want a strong kingdom, you got to have an army, a navy, and swords.
Si quieres un reino fuerte, tienes que tener un ejército, espadas.
That's what makes a kingdom.
Eso es lo que hace un reino.
Your spiritual kingdom doesn't mean anything to me.
Tu reino espiritual no significa nada para mí.
You know what Jesus could have told Pontius Pilate right there?
¿Sabes lo que Jesús le pudo haber dicho a Pilato en ese momento?
Pilate, your kingdom is going down.
Pilato, tu reino se va a destruir.
Oh, it'll take a few hundred years, but don't worry about it.
Van a pasar unos cuantos 100 años, pero
my kingdom is going to outlast your kingdom.
Pero mi reino va a durar más que tu reino.
There are going to be millions upon millions of people in my kingdom.
Van a haber millones y millones de personas en mi reino.
All of them by choice.
Todos porque quisieron.
And all of them full of love for me.
Y todos ellos llenos de amor hacia mí.
My kingdom's greater than your kingdom.
Mi reino es más grande que el tuyo.
But this idea of Jesus being a king was mystifying to Pilate.
Pero esta idea de Jesús ser un rey no encajaba en Pilato.
That's why he says in verse 37.
Por eso es que dice en el verso 37.
Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?"
Pilato le pregunta, "¿Eres un rey?"
Now, the emphasis in the original is on the word "you."
El énfasis en cuando se escribió en griego es en ti.
It's like Pilate can't believe it.
Es como que Pilato no lo puede creer.
Listen, Mr. Jesus, nothing personal.
Okay, señor Jesús, nada personal, pero
I've seen kings before.
Yo he visto reyes antes.
By the way, I can't say we know this for sure, but there's some evidence.
Okay, no estoy 100% seguro, pero hay alguna evidencia.
This is a little Sunday night love. The morning people didn't get this.
Esto es para ustedes solamente, las personas de la mañana no escucharon esto.
We know that Pilate was married.
Sabemos que Pilato estaba casado.
There's some evidence, I won't say that it's 100%.
Hay alguna evidencia, no voy a decir que es un 100%.
That he was married to the granddaughter of Caesar Augustus.
Que estaba casado con la nieta del César.
Now, that's the only reason why he got this post of being the governor of the Roman province of Judea.
Y por eso era que él era el gobernador de los romanos.
He wasn't a great or amazing man.
No era un hombre grande.
It was just through family connections.
Él llegó a esa posición solamente por conexiones familiares.
But if that's true, then he knew something of royal life.
Y si eso es cierto, pues entonces él sabía algo de la vida de reyes.
Can you imagine?
¿Te puedes imaginar?
Pilate says, "I've seen Caesar, and you don't look like Caesar to me."
Pilato le dice, "Yo he visto al César, pero tú no te pareces al César."
Your face is beat up.
Tu cara está golpeada.
I can see the spit in your beard.
Puedo ver que escupieron tu barba.
Your disciples have forsaken you.
Tus discípulos se han marchado.
Your own religious leaders want you dead.
Tus propios líderes religiosos te quieren muerto.
And you're on trial before me.
Y estás aquí en juicio delante de mí.
You a king?
Tú un rey.
Look at how Jesus answers.
Mira cómo Jesús contesta.
You say rightly that I am a king.
Tú dices
for,
de manera.
For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all." Jesus said to Pilate, "You say rightly that I am a king."
Jesús le dice a Pilato, tú dices que ciertamente que yo soy un rey.
Oh yeah, I'm a king, and I am a king over a kingdom of truth.
Sí, yo soy un rey y soy un rey del reino de la verdad.
Pilate wasn't impressed.
Pilato no estaba impresionado.
Did you see what he said in verse 38?
¿Ves lo que dice en el versículo 38?
What is truth?
¿Qué es la verdad?
Now, I'm going to guess at what Pilate meant when he saw when
okay.
he said that.
Voy a adivinar lo que Pilato quiso decir en ese momento.
Pilate had some idea of truth.
Pilato tenía algún tipo de idea de la verdad.
Romans were practical people. They weren't like philosophers.
Los romanos eran personas prácticas, no eran filósofos.
The Greeks were the philosophers.
Los griegos eran los filósofos.
Pilate would say, "Listen, I know what truth is."
Pilato dijo, "Yo sé lo que es la verdad."
Truth is the legion that I lead.
Pilato dijo que la verdad es la legión que yo guío.
Truth is Caesar.
La verdad es el César.
Truth is the might of Rome.
La verdad es la fuerza de los romanos.
That's what matters.
Eso es lo que importa.
Your spiritual ideas.
Tus ideas espirituales.
That's not truth.
Eso no es verdad.
Who cares?
¿A quién le importa?
Our age asks the same question that Pilate asked.
En nuestra época se hacen las mismas preguntas que Pilato hacía.
We just ask it in a different way.
Solamente nosotros lo hacemos de otra manera.
You see, the spirit of our age says that when it comes to spiritual things, there is no true truth.
Okay, el espíritu de nuestra edad dice que no hay ninguna verdad absoluta.
There's only preference.
Solamente hay preferencias.
Do you understand what I mean by that?
¿Entiendes lo que quiero decir?
That's true in the world. Some things are just a matter of preference.
Es verdad que algunas verdades son cuestión de preferencias.
What is the best flavor of ice cream?
¿Cuál es el mejor sabor del mantecado?
Rocky Road. Who said Rocky Road? Can I have a witness right there, man? That's it.
Ese es el mejor sabor, Rocky Road.
Now, you know, we understand. That's just preference.
Eso es solamente preferencia.
Other things, truth is absolute.
En otras cosas, la verdad es absoluta.
2 + 2 = 4.
2 + 2 = 4.
That's not preference, that's just truth.
Eso no es preferencia, eso es verdad.
Now, the spirit of our age says that spiritual truth is just a matter of preference.
El espíritu de nuestra época dice que la verdad espiritual simplemente depende de la preferencia.
When it comes to spiritual things,
cuando viene a cosas espirituales,
you have your truth,
tú tienes tu verdad,
I have my truth,
yo tengo mi verdad,
they have their truth,
ellos tienen su verdad.
Whatever, man, it's all good.
Lo que sea, todo está bien.
Let me tell you something. Jesus reigns over a kingdom of truth.
Déjame decirte algo. Jesús reina sobre un reino de verdad.
Jesus came to say that it's not just about preference, but there is a true truth when it comes to spiritual things.
Jesús vino a decir que no es cuestión de preferencia, simplemente hay una verdad en términos espirituales.
That's a message that our world today needs to hear.
Eso es un mensaje que nuestro mundo necesita escuchar.
But look at how it ends there at verse 38.
Pero mira cómo termina en el verso 38.
Pilate says, "I find no fault in him at all."
Pilato dice, no lo encuentro culpable.
Now, some of you have been in court.
Bueno, algunos de aquí han estado en la corte.
I could tell you about the times I've been in court.
Te puedo decir de las veces que estaba en la corte.
Not very dramatic.
No es algo muy dramático.
I could tell you about the time when I got out of a traffic ticket. It's a great story.
Te puedo contar cuando tuve un ticket guiando.
But how would you feel if you were in court?
¿Cómo te sentirías si estás en la corte?
There's the judge and you're the accused.
Ahí está el juez y yo soy el acusado.
And the judge says, "I find no fault in him at all."
Y el juez te dice, no eres culpable.
What do you say to that?
¿Qué tú dices a eso?
Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
I'm gone. I'll see you.
Me voy, nos vemos.
Can you validate my parking?
¿Me puede validar el estacionamiento?
That's it, man. You're gone. You're done.
Eso es todo. Terminaste, te vas.
The judge says I find no fault in you at all.
El juez dice que no te encontró causa.
The trial should have ended right then and there.
El juicio debió haber terminado ahí.
But Pilate was a weak man.
Pero Pilato era un hombre débil.
And he felt the pressure from both the religious leaders and the crowd.
Y sintió la presión de los líderes religiosos y la multitud.
He felt the pressure from Rome.
Sintió la presión de Roma.
He felt all this pressure upon him.
Sentía toda esta presión ante él.
And he decided not to do the right thing.
Y decidió no hacer lo correcto.
But then he hoped to do kind of the right thing in an easy way.
Pero entonces él se la ingenió, tuvo una idea de hacerlo de una manera fácil.
That's the last two verses.
Esos son los últimos dos versículos.
But you have a custom that I should release to you someone at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the king of the Jews? They all cried again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Pilate said, I got a way I can let this guy Jesus off.
Pilato estaba buscando una manera de dejar a Jesús libre.
Whoa, stop, Pilate.
Bueno, detente, Pilato.
You just said he wasn't guilty. Let him go already.
Acabas de decir que no es culpable. Déjalo ir.
No. I know. I got a way to do it. Release him with this custom of releasing a prisoner at the Passover.
Okay, pues lo voy a liberar de esta manera. Tengo una en la Pascua se libera una persona. Lo voy a liberar de esa manera.
So how about it? Either this man Jesus, who seems like a pretty good guy.
Okay, le voy a liberar a esta persona Jesús que parece una buena persona.
Or this man Barabbas.
O este hombre Barrabás.
Who's a robber, a revolutionary, and a murderer.
Que es un ladrón, un revolucionario y un asesino.
And what do they say?
¿Y qué ellos contestan?
Give us Barabbas.
Danos a Barrabás.
That's good translation. That's good.
Una buena traducción.
Pilate's not done, and we'll catch up with it next week.
Pilato no ha terminado y vamos a continuar la próxima semana.
But Barabbas was a guilty man.
Pero Barrabás era una persona culpable.
There were three crosses prepared for that day.
Habían tres cruces preparadas para ese día.
Two men who were probably associates of Barabbas.
Dos hombres que probablemente eran asociados de Barrabás.
And one for Barabbas himself, their leader.
Y una para Barrabás.
The cross that was meant for Barabbas is going to receive another man.
La cruz que estaba preparada para Barrabás va a recibir a otra persona.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesús de Nazaret.
But Barabbas was the guilty man.
Pero Barrabás era el culpable.
You know, the scriptures tell us that there were three crimes that Barabbas was guilty of.
Las escrituras nos hablan de tres crímenes que cometió Barrabás.
We read here in John that he was a thief.
Leemos en Juan que era un ladrón.
Mark tells us that he was a traitor.
Marco nos dice que era un traidor.
And Mark tells us that he was a murderer.
Y también nos dice que era un asesino.
Three crimes: theft, traitor, murderer.
Tres crímenes.
He's guilty of those.
Era culpable de los tres: de matar, robar y revolucionario.
If I apply that spiritually,
si aplico eso espiritualmente,
I am Barabbas.
Yo soy Barabbas.
I have stolen from God obedience and honor.
He robado de Dios obediencia y honor.
I have been a traitor to his kingdom.
He traicionado a su reino.
And as Jesus said, if I hate a person in my heart and wish them dead, it's as if I've murdered them.
Y como dice Jesús, si he deseado que una persona muera en mi corazón, es como si lo hubiese matado.
I am Barabbas.
Yo soy Barabbas.
The guilty.
El culpable.
But Jesus comes and he says, I will die in your place.
Pero Jesús te dice que él va a morir en tu lugar.
Now, I don't mean to give you the wrong impression.
No te quiero dar la impresión incorrecta.
I am Barabbas.
Yo soy Barabbas.
But you are Barabbas also.
Pero tú también eres Barabbas.
And we need to look to Jesus, our substitute.
Y tenemos que mirar a Jesús, nuestro sustituto.
I hope you can say in your heart, Jesus died for me.
Espero que puedas decir en tu corazón que Jesús murió por ti.
But can you say it with the same awareness and passion that Barabbas would say it?
Pero lo puedes decir de la misma manera y con la misma pasión que Barabbas lo va a decir.
I was supposed to be on that cross.
Yo se supone que estuviera en esa cruz.
There's an innocent man on that cross for me.
Hay un hombre inocente en esa cruz por mí.
This is the greatness of what your Savior did to save you.
Esto es lo grande que Jesús hizo por nosotros.
I'm going to pray.
Voy a orar.
Our worship team's going to come up.
Nuestro equipo de oración va a pasar al frente.
And we're going to open up the tables of communion.
Y vamos a abrir las mesas para la comunión.
You're invited to come forward and to take the bread and the cup.
Estás invitado para venir al frente y tomar el pan y el vino.
Take the bread, dip it in the cup.
Toma el pedazo de pan, mójalo en la copa.
But say, Jesus, I am Barabbas. Thank you for dying for me.
Y vamos a decir, Jesús, yo soy Barabbas y gracias por morir por mí.
Father, that's our prayer.
Padre, sea nuestra oración.
That you would
que tú
fill us with a great gratitude.
Nos vas a llenar con una gran gratitud.
That you died for us.
Que tú moriste por nosotros.
Thank you, Lord, that the innocent died for the guilty.
Gracias a Dios porque los inocentes murieron por los culpables.
And help us to find our new life in you.
Y ayúdanos a encontrar nuestra nueva vida en ti.
We praise you for this, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Te adoramos por esto en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amén.